Justin Fluke back with you. Care Coach's Insight continues. We're talking Jeff County North boys basketball with head coach Corey Knoll. The Chargers are 7-4 on the season at 5-2 in the Northeast Kansas League, with pretty much just Northeast Kansas Leagues left here through the remainder of the season. But want to go back last week and talk, Coach, about your tournament as you competed in the Oskaloosa Invitational, got to the third place game in that contest and ended up falling to Valley Falls, but Rossville and St. Mary's Academy winning your first round game of the tournament to get to see some different teams and be on the winner's bracket. Overall, I guess, just after a couple weeks off, how do you feel like your team responded and played there last week in the tourney?
Yeah, I think with a couple weeks off, it definitely showed at times. In the tournament, it's nice to see some teams, like you said, that we don't really see before. With St. Mary's Academy, we didn't know a whole lot about them going in, but they played with a level of intensity and physicality that we hadn't seen in a while. So it was kind of a good wake-up call for our guys to experience that. And then we turn around and play a really good Rossville team that I think can go a long way in their classification. They got some size, they got shooters, they got athletes, and for the most part, I thought we competed pretty well against them, and then it was a close game at half, and then they kind of pulled away there in the second half. But I thought we gave Rossville one of their better games of the tournament. And then we ended up playing another league school in Valley Falls on Saturday, which we played 2 weeks before. And then Valley Falls came ready to play, and I thought we struggled a little bit. I thought our practices leading up to those games were a little bit rough, and I thought it kind of showed. So hopefully kind of use that as a little motivation, kind of a wake-up call for us moving forward, and can get better from that game.
Yeah, because your team had won 6 games in a row until the losses there Friday and Saturday to Rossville and Valley Falls. So were there some things maybe that you saw or discussed or went back and watched on film with your team that you feel like are lessons that can now be turned into a positive here through the rest of the year?
Yeah, definitely. I thought our – I don't want to say we got complacent, but I think our practices, we got a little too loose, and our focus wasn't quite there at times. And so our execution lacked a little bit. And, you know, when we had 5 guys on the court, all kind of pulling in different directions, it showed, and we didn't execute very well. And on the other side, I thought Valley Falls came in with a good game plan, and they executed very well, and they kind of handed it to us a little bit. So, you know, you hate to have, hate to have games like that, but I think that can also sort of, if used in the right way, can help you regain some focus. And I thought our guys, I challenged our seniors a little bit with some leadership about, you know, making sure we're all on the same page going forward. And I thought we did respond well on Monday. And so hopefully we can kind of just keep that same trajectory and keep moving forward.
No doubt. Yeah, Monday you beat ACCHS 64-13, I believe, is the final. A 24-1 second quarter, and he only held them to 5 points in every quarter in that game. So I also noted you had, what, 3 different guys scoring between 11 and 14 in double figures, and I'm pretty sure you had, about 8 or 9 different guys that scored in that game, so it had to be nice to kind of get everybody back on the same page.
For sure, yeah. You know, ACCHS is a young team, and the Sheets kid ended up getting hurt in the second quarter and was out most of the game, so that definitely hurt them. So we knew that kind of coming in, and I challenged our guys. I thought our offensive execution lacked a little bit in the tournament, so our main focus in that game was to, you know, execute our offense, work it around, you know, have possessions that look like good quality basketball possessions and not you know, a one-on-one game or a 4-shot game. You know, I want shots that come within the flow of our offense, and I thought we did that a lot better execution-wise, so that was good to see.
You have one other game this week, kind of a makeup game, I guess. Well, not really a makeup game, but you got Jackson Heights that you're going to play here on Thursday while the girls are in their tournament this week. So at Jackson Heights, what are your thoughts on that game? I believe that's your first meeting against the Cobras this season, right?
Yeah, so we were supposed to play them earlier, and that one got rescheduled for a later date, so
right.
This will be our first time playing against them. And I think Jackson Heights is I thought going into the end of the year they would be a bit of an underdog team, and I think coming out they've very much proven themselves that they are a team that's, you know, at the top of that can be at the top of the league. I think they're a very well coached team with Coach Plattner over there, and then the Drake Melly's kid is he's only a sophomore, but I coached against him when he was in middle school, and I knew coaching against him then he was going to be a player. And I just think as a sophomore, he's probably one of the top guards in the league. And then all the pieces they got around them. Their athletic team, they got some new kids in from Wetmore, and I know the foreign exchange student transfer. They got a bunch of pieces that they're trying to mesh together, and I think their coach is doing that pretty well. I know they had they play in a tough midseason tournament. So they had a couple losses recently, but I told our guys not to look too much into that because those are some tough teams they play. And then when they do that, it can only make them better coming out of it. So I know our hands full with them on Thursday.
At Jacksonites Thursday, then back to Pleasant Ridge with a home game coming up next week on Tuesday. A lot of big ones coming up. Coach, best of luck and thanks for your time as always.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Corey Knoll joining us here on Care Coaches Insight, which is presented by Outdoor Concept and Design each week on Care Radio.